Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Titus chapter 3, we discussed the need for parents to ensure they install the necessary parental control applications on cell phones they intend to give to their children. Let's continue with that discussion today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
A lot of those things I just read here in verses of here of Romans chapter 1, verses 29 through 32, a lot of those are things I just read that were learned at the movies by your children. And you thought you were being a good parent. My goodness. Ask God to forgive you and let your children know, I did the wrong thing in letting you go to those. Please forgive me. I've asked God to forgive me. Those things were absolutely wrong and evil. Let them know. And you say, well, preacher, I don't really agree. You don't have to agree with me, but you ought to agree with the Word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20 says, for I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as ye would not. Lest there be debates, envyings, wraths, stripes, backbitings, whisperings, and swellings and tumults. Now, all of those things sound bad, but you see, when he comes, those things might happen because the people got such a taste of in the world for those things that when he comes and he starts preaching, now, just like I mentioned about the movies, preach against the movies, they think, well, there's something wrong with him. Now, it's just really, the kids aren't going to go to the movies that much. Why? Because they got everything on these devices that you let them have. And because of that, you can't even control the movies. They can watch things. They can watch pornography and anything else. Do you realize that back in the 60s, preachers would preach and they'd say, men, bad men, evil men, sinful men, look at pornography, but it's actually women that perform the pornography. But I'm finding that women are having as much problem, if not more, than the men with pornography. But to go beyond that, their children are seeing it. They're looking at it on their devices, and parents don't realize it. Now, I'm told, and you would have to go to wherever you have your cellular accounts, that you can get your children phones. Now, I think give your child a flip phone, they're not going to go to those places. But if you give your child a phone because you want them to be able to call you at any time, well, get those attachments, okay, that allows you to read every text they get, to see wherever they go, any pictures, any emails. Just get one of those that allows that you to share whatever they've got coming in. And you may find out, maybe I don't want them having those kind of phones. I just want them to have a flip phone to call me. That would be 100% better. It might save your home. It might save your children from a lot of heartbreak and maybe a grave. Think on that. Now, our text lets us know in verse 9 that these people are vain, as those who were there to try to give some new thing at Mars Hill. It said they went there to hear if something new each time. So they were there to hear something new. They went to hear the Apostle Paul preach. He gave them something new. They didn't have that before. But they went away under conviction. I mean, their sin was revealed. They didn't go there to get their sin revealed. They wanted to learn something new to sound intelligent. And when they went away from there, they knew that they had met a man of God, and they didn't want anything to do with that. One of the things that concerns me today, the day in which we live, and it's been this way now for about a good 30 years, Bible preaching has been replaced by religious psychology, religious philosophy, as if that can accomplish more for people than the Word of God teaching. Look, that is another lie of the devil. But he has deceived many Christians. He's deceived many Christians. It's been used to corrupt these religious philosophies, this religious psychology, to corrupt the Word and to try to give it a different meaning than the context. An actual word, whether it's the actual word from Greek or Hebrew. And they try to change it, as we mentioned already now a few times, dynamic equivalence. Why? Because then it gives their thoughts instead of the thoughts that God is actually saying. Now, friend, God got it right the first time. Don't think he got it wrong. He got it right. Don't change it or depend on man to correct him. Some say, well, we need these other things for us to have understanding, our children. I let my little boy read the Bible. He can read, and he was asking me what this word meant, and I told him, and now he's saying, well, why didn't they just put that in there like that? And the man said, I couldn't argue with my son about that. He was right. So I'm leading my church out of the King James Version. You'll see in verse 10, that's what you call a heretic. It is evil. Now, these situations have to do with people. They are walking in darkness. What God said to do in our text is completely different than that. And we do get from our text some good instruction, direction, and leading. And it's in two words. Avoid them. People like that. Avoid them. People want to take it from King James. Avoid them. People are going to mock at standards, holy standards, going to mock at still singing the old hymns. You never change. Somebody came and told me about one of the people that used to go here years ago and come back and just said, well, boy, it's the same way. Never change, never change. As if it's a bad thing. Somebody said, what do you think about that? I said, well, he's right. Never changes. He's still rebellious. He still can't see the truth. He's not changed yet. And I don't know if they went back and told the guy. He never tried to call me. But it was the right answer for the time, because it's the way they're trying to lead those people. So avoid them. But you say, why? They're unprofitable. That's why. Why do you want to have something spiritual that is not profitable to you, as a matter of fact, takes away from your eternal reward? Don't wait until eternity to find out how unprofitable they are to you. Now, they may be popular with man, but they'll be judged by God. Now, think of that. You see some of these TV preachers and some of these other ones that are getting these names now, Smiley Face and everybody else. They may be popular with man, but they'll be judged by God himself. And by the way, when their arguments are not supported by scriptures, only by their own meanderings, only by, that sounds logical. Yeah, that's right. And it avoids the Word of God. You're looking at a failure, a big time failure. It's not supported by Scripture. They will resort to hypothetical situations instead of direct Scripture in its context. Now, I want to read verse 9 again, because This is hitting it back and back and back again. Avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and they're vain. Why would you want something that's vain? Why would you want something that's unprofitable? It's going to do you no good. But they are going on hypotheticals. They ask hypothetical questions and seek to give an answer to say, see, you don't need that anymore. You don't need those standards. You don't need that Word of God, that King James. You don't need to be faithful to God. You don't need to do this and that. You don't need to dress up to go to church. You don't need. Why? Why are they saying those things? Because they've gone from the Word of God. They're trying to get people to go their way. And so that's what they do. They search, giving some hypothetical things. They ask hypothetical questions. Are you saying if a man didn't have a coat and tie on at church that he's a sinner and evil and bad? See, they try to get you to answer that in a way and say, why are you down on him? You know what? Well, see, he's avoiding anything about the respect for God, respect for his house, his kindness. Now, if you want to wonder, does God really care how people are clothed? Well, Adam and Eve got clothed in some leaves. God put coats of skin on them. Now, I don't know about you, but as I read the Word of God, it lets us know that when we get raptured, we're going to have a body fashioned like in His glorious body, but He's going to put us in robes of righteousness. We're not going to be up there in His holy presence in our shorts and our t-shirts. No, we're going to be up there in righteousness and true holiness and in the place where love is great. It's all right. It's almighty. And the flesh has nothing to do with it whatever. And His glory is eternal. Not like the passing fads of this world. Do you remember when success hit your life? Did you take credit for it? Or could you see the hand of Jesus in it? Something to think about. Now, let me give you another thing here about these hypotheticals. The Sadducees came to Jesus and told the story of the woman who had married a man, and the man died later. But he has seven brothers. So she marries the next brother in line. That one dies. She marries the next brother. I don't know. If the first six had died, if I was that seventh brother, when that sixth one had died, I would have been moving out of town and getting as far away from there as possible. But all seven of them die. They all died. All those brothers died. All of them were married to her. One, it was in that day, that's the way they did it. Didn't have a son to raise into that first brother. Then they didn't have a son to raise into the next brother, They never had a son to raise up.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Sands on the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.